Kia ora, my name's Will. I play drums for Bird Party.
Kia ora, my name's Emma. I'm from Bird Party, and we're here to talk about our debut album, Bird Party.
As this is the debut release from Bird Party, could you tell us the story of how the band began and what those early days looked like?
So Bird Party came about 18 months ago. Will and I have been in a band together in the past, Fall of Man. It was a black metal band. And yeah, we moved to Whanganui about 3 years ago, it was nearly 4 years ago. And I mean, individually we have our own projects. I perform under Ludus, which is an electronic music project. I do a lot of like DJing with like dance music, and then also a lot of sound design heavy production and ambient music and things like that. Yeah, and Will's in a metal band called Heresy Arc. They've done a lot of like touring and things like that. Yeah, so when we moved up here, we really wanted to like do something together, just that like intersects our different interests in music, and it seemed kind of unexplored. I mean, obviously there's a lot of music out there, but we really wanted to explore like what was in between our own interests. And we knew that something interesting could be made from that, I suppose. So we made Bird Party.
I guess we formed our songs mostly together in our home, and I guess finessing them in that space, but to begin with, Ems would do the heavy lifting to bring in these synthetic concepts and leads and layers and that to make a song, and then that would inspire me to sort of choose a groove to put it to. And once we have a groove and once we have that tonal thing going on, starts to become a bit more clear, and then we get into structures and yeah. Recorded with primarily Vania Vitali, who has a studio in Te Huro. And so we went there for the weekend. When was that? End of August. I laid down the drums there. But before that, we had recorded a few things with James Paul up here in Whanganui. And we kept a take from that. It's nice to have two different sort of drum voices there. It's cool.
The opening track on the album here is the title track of the release and also the name of the band. What's the significance behind this one?
Yeah, well, that was actually the first track that we ever wrote for Bird Party. And I think it really got us thinking about what sort of sound we wanted. And I suppose at the time we were really set on like the big cinematic sound, you know, just like a really big sort of wall of sound that builds and is quite like cathartic. And We played around with a lot of different track lists, and that was always the one that we were like, we just can't not put it at the start, you know? Like, it just, it feels like a great introduction to, like, the band and, like, something that's rebuilding and different. Yeah, it just sort of fit, eh? Mm.
We'll be right back.
I mean, that song was sort of, I had the lyrics already pinned down, which is pretty unusual. Like, vocals is not something that I've ever done before. And all the other lyrics are just like total nonsense and they don't really mean anything. And this was sort of the only track that I think I was thinking a lot about, just like the attitudes towards, I suppose, like the planet and things like that, and how they're like passed down in generations. And, you know, there's a lot of sort of guilt that's pushed on younger people, I think, to act certain ways towards the planet that like aren't very good. And a lot of these are like colonial attitudes that are just, yeah, passed down in subtle ways and things like that. So it's quite a big track. It's definitely one of my favorites. Like, there's quite a big build up and I don't really know how clear the message comes across or anything, but I think that was like quite important to me personally. That was a song that I wrote as Ludus. Basically, we needed a filler for our set to make it half an hour at Welcome to Nowhere, and so I was like, oh, we can just use this track and like change it to a bird party track, and it actually sounded pretty sick, so then we just kept rolling with it. And
I think it's a staple of bird party.
Yeah,
it's a real good showcase of the duality of drums and the electronic half. Yeah, I think it suits well.
Yeah, it's really exciting to like reimagine a track in a different way. Yeah, the Ludus one is way less sort of like punchy bass line and like drivey and stuff. And it's just way more sort of really like trippy sounds and yeah, I don't know. So it was great. I really enjoyed doing that and yeah, reimagining a song. And then just to add drums and yeah, like get Will's input and stuff, it just changed the song again. That was the first time I ever tried lyrics or like vocals, and I was so scared. Like, I was so nervous because I just I really thought the song needed some screams. And before that, Bird Party was like...
strictly instrumental.
Yeah, yeah, we thought it would be a completely instrumental project at this point. This is before we'd done any live shows.
Capella Void is an expansion on a smaller concept of just a slow, expanse, empty kind of landscape of an end of a song. And Ems was pretty keen to take that further into a mini track. It was good to bring the sort of really open and heavy drums to that song. I think I hit the hardest in recording on that, so that was cool. And it might be the only sort of the only real examples or vivid concepts I had in reference to metal that I would specifically put in this project. Yeah.
Yeah. I also do, a lot of like field recordings and things like that. And they're just done like all over the place. Like, I think there's one from like 7 years ago or something, like a really short 1 second thing from when I was in Japan. And then, yeah, my favorite one is a friend of mine like throwing a glass, like a glass jar to a wall, and it was accidentally slowed down, like the video was accidentally in slow motion, and it just creates like the most, it's the buzziest thing. It's like this really fragmented sound. And yeah, so I got to use that from like, I don't know, it's probably like nearly a decade ago or something.
Yeah.
I guess that was actually our first ever released song for the Totoko Gaza compilation, but we hadn't recorded any drums over it yet, so it was just this sort of idea that it was going to be a Bird Party song and that it fitted Bird Party. And then kind of like Motion Safety, we'd jam it out, and then I was like, oh man, this, you know, sounds great with drums. This needs some vocals, so started to do vocals live, and then managed to get that in the recording, and all the vocal recordings are just recorded at home. I guess that one's pretty special because it was our first release song technically, and it was really cool to, you know, contribute it to the Totoko Gaza compilation.
So the first drums in that were with James Paul, and I'm really happy with how it starts with such a sort of affected, round the corner sort of sound, and then livens up at the midway point with the drums we recorded with Vanya. So it's a combination of those two things, and then we laid down some guitar.
Oh yeah.
Which was fun, just picked up the acoustic and just fucked around really. And then took that and put it together, and then it's quite stripped back. I mean, after that it's just the pulse and a couple of moments from some effects.